Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Yuma 39, talking about being holy. The rabbis taught in a brisa. The verse states, "You shall sanctify yourselves and you shall become holy," from Vayikra. If a person sanctifies himself a little bit, he is sanctified a great deal. As we learned above, one who endeavors to purify himself receives help from heaven to do so, pointed out by the notes by Rashi. If he sanctifies himself down below, he is sanctified above. If he sanctifies himself in this world, he is sanctified in the world to come. To become holy, a person must sanctify himself down below, meaning that the road to holiness does not begin with sublime thoughts or the study of lofty ideas. First, a person must sanctify himself in the lowly things, such as his personal behavior, morality, and appetite. Once someone has turned himself into a decent moral person, he can aspire to assistance from above, from Siddur Shel Shabbos, and from the notes in the art scroll. Talking about the idea of bamal b'derech she'adam rotza leilech bamalich anotom. If a person wants to do something, a person wants to get something accomplished, they put in the effort, Hashem will bring them down the path. Make sure it's a good path. Make sure it's a wonderful path. If a person has a craving, a crazy need to smell that McDonald's, no matter what, he could be in the opposite ends of the earth, somehow he'll find it. The Yetzer Hara always finds a way. Hashem will help you in a good way, or God forbid, a bad way, because, you know, the idea is HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Hashem controls everything, but He's not going to control whether you do good or bad. He's not going to control whether you do mitzvahs or averus. But if you try your hardest to do a mitzvah, it might seem like it's beyond your help. It might be seen it's beyond your hands. It might seem out of your hands, beyond your reach. Hashem will make sure you do. What's the classic example in the Torah? Think about the idea of Batya. She goes for Moshe. She tries to reach out. Her hand doesn't reach it, according to the explanation. It says, Vatishlach et Amata. What does Amata mean? Some say the commentators explain that it could be her maidservant, but Amata really could be Ama, like the hand measurement from the elbow to the fingertips. She stretched out her hand, couldn't reach it naturally. Hashem extended her hand to reach all the way across the water to get Moshe to save his life. The way you want to go, that you want to do, Hashem will help you. Hashem will get you down the way. Whenever you have a talent, you have an ability, you have a quality, something you want to do, Hashem will get you on the way. All these shows I always talk about, I had in mind something, but Hashem gives me what to talk about every day, every time, because that's the path I want to go. Hopefully, talking and helping through the show, Hashem will bring us along the way. The Gemara points out, you want to sanctify yourself downstairs, down in this world, then He'll sanctify you upstairs in the next world. You want to sanctify yourself a little bit, He'll sanctify you the whole way. Just put in your effort, a little bit of shtadlus. Like when it comes to getting your salary, Hashem decides how much money you're going to make, but you have to do something to get it. You can't just sit on your fingers the whole year doing nothing. You have to put in your effort. And the baby agrees as well. Do what you can. Put in your effort. Try to push in a little bit. Hashem will get you the rest of the way. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 30, 40 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.